You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
August the 1st, 2022. Is that summer going by fast for you? It is for me. Always glad to have you listening, reminding you we are live streaming at rumble.com. Go to rumble.com right now. You'll find previous postings. Also, you can find the place where you push live and join us in studio or watch it later. Same thing with our podcast. They go up at LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA.com. Subscribe to either. No charge. We'll make sure you get it. Then you can listen at your pleasure and share with others. So the word is apparently official that Nancy Pelosi will be going to Taiwan. The question is, will she be spending the night? That apparently is still being decided. I heard what the network news said, but still stories keep changing. I do know this. As much as I might not like Nancy Pelosi and her politics, I do not like the Chinese government or any foreign government telling our elected representatives where they can and cannot go. Newt Gingrich was the last Speaker of the House to attend, to be in Taiwan. That was when he was, of course, Speaker of the House. And she's leading a delegation, Democrats, on this trip. Why she's going, all that's been lost. She's trying to improve, she says, various relations. It's not just to Taiwan. She landed in the Philippines there now, going to be visiting some other parts of Asia and then back home. But according to the Chief People's Liberation of China, says that she should be praying. They need to pray before departure. Let her go to Taiwan. But pray that she has a safe journey, not be defined by history as a sinner who starts a spiral of escalation, expanding military to a large-scale war in the Taiwan Strait. That's direct from the former Global Times editor of China, Communist Propaganda. And the Chinese People's Liberation Army staged military exercising, publishing propaganda accused of having various weapons, including an alleged aircraft carrier killer, all anticipating that she might be coming in. Senator Manchin is still trying to defend why he decided to go along with the Chuck Schumer and Biden plan to cut taxes, what they are trying to pass off as Infrastructure Reduction Act. I say infrastructure, or rather infrastructure, Inflation Restructure Act. Reduction Act. I'm sorry, folks. They've got so many names they put on these things. It's still lipstick on a pig. It's the same thing over and over again. It's Build Back Better by Biden. This Inflation Reduction Act is still going to bring taxes to your doorstep. I'll explain in more detail in the next segment. And you're going to hear from Senator Manchin and those opposing what he's doing. And see if we got any update from Senator Sinema. Is she going to join in or not? In the meantime, New York City Mayor Eric Adams and others are just not going to let monkeypox go unnoticed. He's declaring a public health emergency. He's doing it in the city after the governor of New York declared a state of emergency last week, saying it grows faster in the city. And San Francisco is also worried about it. I remind you that according to experts, monkeypox is passed primarily by sex between men with men. But they're going to make everybody else follow some emergency procedures the way they're aiming right now. Billionaire left-wing mega donor George Soros written an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, quote, justifying his support for radical prosecutors despite a rising violent crime. I'm not going to bother reading it. I'll tell you this. This last weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Chicago, 48 shot, 5 fatally. And Anna Navarro on ABC's The View says, Republicans are manufacturing wars. It don't really exist. And she added, I look at the top causes of endangerment for children. It's firearms. It's car accidents. It's drownings. It's not drag queens. I've yet to see a kid that dies from being exposed to a drag queen. Is there any sense of me wasting breath arguing against that kind of nonsensical thinking? Let me think about it for a second. I'm thinking, no. But now you know how nonsensical it is. Stand by for the next segment.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Your eyes are burning, you're sneezing, it's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Let's take a look at what happened last week. We saw economic numbers continue to come out. We saw the president's poll numbers continue to fall. He's at historic levels. He's pushing for the life alert button because he's fallen and he can't get up. And the problem with what Manchin and the Democrats are proposing here is the American public is having a hard time keeping up. They just can't do it. You can't afford a full tank of gas. You can't afford a week's worth of groceries. And what Manchin and the Democrats and the president are now proposing are the two cardinal sins that you don't want to do when the economy is in such a dire situation.
And it is a dire situation. Those are the words of Senator John Barrasso, Republican of Wyoming, saying that what Senator Manchin has decided to step in and do is basically, he's fallen and he can't get up, and he's going to drag us down with him. This is because Manchin, Democrat, West Virginia, the other day admitted that he was going to go ahead and deal with this Inflation Reduction Comedy Act. And with his support, it might have a chance of going through. We'll get into the one firewall that still stands there, but according to the projections, I've been looking over some of these things, the way they are looking at it this time, keep in mind, the sessions will continue through January 3rd, so they're going to try to get it done before the November election, if they can, and get it passed through the House and then to the Senate, and that's where it could have a problem. The Inflation Reduction Act would raise something like $739 billion. That's what Barrasso is concerned about. This is not the time to be raising taxes. And even Senator Manchin himself has made that statement. But for those who claim that this will be raising taxes, Senator Manchin, with his response, claiming this does not raise taxes.
They're wrong. It does not raise taxes. And I've said this before. I said all we did was close loopholes, if you heard. First of all, in 2017, the tax rate, corporate tax rate, was 35%. It went from 35 to 21, 14% reduction, Brett. And when that did, everyone says, oh, my goodness, this is tremendous. All we're doing is basically saying the largest corporations in America that have $1 billion of value or greater have to pay a minimum of 15% to help this great country. That's all. I don't think anyone in West Virginia thought that anyone could get by with not paying at least their 21%. So we did not raise taxes. We've closed loopholes. That's all we did. I made sure there was no tax increases in this whatsoever.
That is, again, Senator Manchin. I'm going to share something with you. This came from my boots on the ground correspondent in Chicago, Andrew, and I would overlook this. This is a piece written by Michael Schellenberger. He is a politician and also a writer. Is not a politician, but focuses on various pieces of politics, energy, things of that nature. And more recently, I think he's at the University of California, Santa Cruz. But it's in his article, and it's titled, The Senate Dem Proposal Would Hike Taxes on Lower Income. Now, here's how he breaks this down. And this is not his numbers. This is not his figuring. This is based off of the U.S. Congress Joint Committee on Taxation, which he points out no one is denying what they're stating. You just heard Senator Manchin say it does not raise taxes. We're looking only to close corporate loopholes. When you break it out, the Schumer-Manchin tax increase by income, based upon U.S. Congress and Joint Committee on Taxation. If you make under $200K, yep, your taxes will be going up. If you're $200 to $500K, your taxes are going to go up also. And if you are making $500K to $1 million, you're not going to go up that more. Total, we're looking at all of this $700 billion package of climate change, energy, health care, whatever you want to add in. It does raise taxes because the U.S. Congress Nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation found it's going to increase the taxes by $11 billion more on Americans earning below $200,000 a year. I would think that's a large majority of the audience listening. If you're lucky enough to earn $500,000 a million, I'm happy for you. But you're also going to be paying taxes. And yeah, they're going to use corporates to make up the other part. But 50% is coming from Americans. Senator John Barrasso again pointing out, Manchin has just created the cardinal sin.
And what Manchin and the Democrats and the president are now proposing are the two cardinal sins that you don't want to do when the economy is in such a dire situation. Number one is they want to raise taxes in the middle of a recession. Now, I know Joe Biden says it's not a recession, but if you Google recession, it's a recession. Two-thirds of the American people believe we're in a recession. They're living it. The other is they want to do massive government spending. They have a 725-page bill, and it's over $1 billion a page. At the time when we're at 40-year high inflation, this is going to make inflation worse.
Did you hear what he said? About a 750-page bill, and it's about $1 billion per page. But again, I'll give Senator Manchin a chance to defend what he's done.
And for the 8 months that I have endured being against Build Back Better and all the different things that the Democrat colleagues wanted to do, I thought was wrong, definitely couldn't do any more, and stopped all that from happening, Brett. This is a piece of legislation that's an investment. We've taken $3.5 trillion in spending that was aspirational spending that my colleagues wanted to do on the Democrat side, and we've taken that down to a $400 billion investment. We're not sending a check to anybody. you're going to have to basically produce. You're going to have to get out there and put some capital out there, take some risk and produce. Bringing manufacturing jobs back to America, building up a battery manufacturing and resourcing. I don't want to be dependent on foreign supply chains. That's exactly what has been happening. We're changing that. I'm just grateful everyone's coming together. You know, my Republican friends, I've said this. We've done everything that basically, when you look in this bill, you've always wanted to basically make sure that we're able to reform permitting. We're doing that. You wanted to pay down debt. We're doing that. You wanted more manufacturing. We're doing that. We're doing everything you've asked. And I would hope in a normal time this would be a bipartisan bill, but I understand the toxic atmosphere we're in.
It is a toxic atmosphere. And he mentioned reform the permitting. He's talking about for oil and gas leases. They take way too long to get those permits approved. And he said, we're going to cut that down. So he's looking at that as a positive. Yeah, I'm all for that. But I'm telling you again, do you buy an entire house just because you like one of the bathrooms, how neat it looks, how cool? And you can just imagine yourself and lounging in that jet tub with all the power jets on and you just relaxing and looking out on the countryside. You buy the whole house for that one bathroom, because that's pretty much what we've got going on here. Again, Senator John Barrasso, Republican of Wyoming, says, look to the future.
I believe inflation gets worse. The experts who are looking at it believe that the inflation will get worse. And look, this is false advertising by the Democrats. This is the last big wish, a dying wish of a party that knows they're going to get shellacked come November. They have all the spending and the taxes in this that they've been trying to get. There's no guarantee that it's going to get passed, and we can talk about that in a second. But the things that are in this, look, this is the parade of horribles from last year.
It is. They're just bringing everything back. Now, speaking about trying to get passed, we're going to get into that in more detail ourselves in a moment, but what they're looking at this point, that maybe, assuming Democrats can pass the bill in the House and it will pass muster with the Senate parliamentarian to allow it to be approved along straight party lines in the budget process, Manchin, of course, scuttled the Build Back Better plan, but he says, I got concessions this time. That's why I'm all in it. But we don't really know what happened, and we know there are words that he says that he's been promised by Chuck Schumer. Do you trust Chuck Schumer? I personally would not. We'll get into that aspect. But there's also built in there special credits to get more electric vehicles out on the streets if you make a certain income amount, which if you make that amount, hell, you should be able to buy it and not even worry about getting a tax credit for it. And it's going to supposedly increase manufacturing of electric vehicles. But the problem is we're not there yet. And that's where Manchin originally was fighting against Build Back Better. It was originally going to be just on the climate change issue, dealing with climate change and all the emissions issue is going to be originally in the Build Back Better budget by Biden. Was going to be something like $375 billion. Well, he got it cut down to $369 billion. Thank you very much. I could use $7 billion in my pocket, but overall across the nation, it's nothing. Not when you're spending the way you're spending. But again, Manchin on one of the networks over the weekend insisting, I haven't changed anything. I think this was with Brett Baer on Fox saying, I'm the same guy.
You know, Senator, I talked to a number of business people over the past few days, and they really wanted to know this. They wanted to know why you changed or evolved your thinking, and why now?
Well, I've never changed or evolved my thinking. I always felt we should be able to fight inflation and try to give relief to people all over America right now with the highest inflation rates they've ever seen. And next of all, we do it by producing. You've got to produce. And if you're going to produce, you have to be able to have more energy so you can get the gas prices down, have more production and more manufacturing so you can get people working and not have layoffs and things of that sort. So it's going to take some investments. I've always looked at that for a balanced approach. I never could get there. Didn't think I was going to get there this time. But it all came to fruition. And it worked out, and I'm happy it did.
So in 2010, you said this, I don't think during a time of recession you mess with any of the taxes or increase any taxes. This bill does that. But here you are earlier this month.
You can't be raising taxes. You can't make anything inflationary. You can close some loopholes. You can find out where there's some things that should be done that should have been done before, but it won't be inflationary at all.
It won't be inflationary at all. Pull out your BS card. Wave it. Hi. Let me take you back to the report from the U.S. Congress Joint Committee on Taxation. By income, those who make $200,000 or less, you're going to be paying $17 billion of this total package. $17 billion coming from those making $200,000 or less. If you happen to be a little bit more affluent, $200,000 to $500,000, you're going to be paying $14 billion increase in taxation. Biden, of course, when he, in his State of the Union this March of this year, said, under my plan, my Build Back Better thing, which Manchin did not buy, he said, under my plan, nobody earning less than $400,000 a year will pay an additional penny in new taxes. Nobody. I just gave you the numbers direct from the U.S. Congress Joint Committee on Taxation. The other thing to keep in mind here, and this is where people are also having a difficult problem with this. What, and that's one thing, I watched the entire Bret Baier interview with Manchin. And I know people can look at an interview I do and say, why didn't you ask this, why didn't they ask that, and I may have to plead guilty on some. But my question to Bret Baier on this thing, why didn't you ask, what are you getting out of this, Senator? What are you getting? What did he dangle in front of you? A pipeline out of quick permit approval out of West Virginia? They met just between the two of them, just Chuck Schumer and Manchin. He did not tell Sinema. He said on CNN he did not want anyone else involved because he thought it might be shot down. You think? We still have yet to hear from Sinema. Is she going to sign on with him or stand against it? I do know this. Senator John Barrasso, again, Republican of Wyoming, coming up saying she got blindsided.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Senator Sinema hasn't, I know she felt blindsided by this, and she is a spine of steel. She's not going to easily be twisted. The interesting thing is that Joe Manchin has bought into this. There are things included in this bill that last year he called shell games and smoke and mirrors and accounting gimmicks. So I'm not sure what Chuck Schumer promised him, but I think he's going to regret making this decision to sign on to this. Every Republican is against it because we know it is going to burn a deeper hole into the wallets and the savings accounts of American people. In terms of will this pass, they need all 50 Democrats on board and in the room, Maria. And what we know is that due to COVID and due to surgery of some of the Democrat members, they haven't had 50 senators show up for work in well over a month. So this is far from done.
That is, again, Senator John Barrasso, Republican of Wyoming, saying this Inflation Reduction Comedy Act that Senator Manchin has signed on for, he said they're going to need all 50 senators in there, and they're all going to have to be voting the way they need them to vote. So at least if it ends up being a tie, then they're also going to end up finding they're going to go to VP Harris to break the tie. And he points out that many of these Democrat senators haven't even been to work lately because I feel I got COVID. I might need to stay home. They have not been bothering to work. And some Republicans the same way. Oh, they showed up in time to do the budget deal that gave infrastructure money to Silicon Valley companies like Intel, basically approving $52 billion in U.S. manufacturing of semiconductors. Now, on this thing, even Bernie Sanders, who had been missing, saying, I'm going to be well enough. I'll be there for this vote when you're ready. And, of course, Pelosi will be back from her trip. They're trying to get this done. Their timetable is maybe to get it done and become law as soon, I say, as August, but we mean by the end of August. Because we're already at that first day. And we do know that Manchin admitted he didn't bother briefing Sinema or anyone else. I think Barrasso's right. I would love to hear what Sinema has to say about this being done with her being informed, especially by Joe Manchin. Sinema and Manchin have been basically the firewall to keep a lot of this green pie in the sky, green pie in the sky stuff from going through. But she was not even deemed responsible enough or intelligent enough to join the conversation, according to Senator Manchin. He doesn't say it that way, but he said, I just knew if we had anyone else other than me and Chuck Schumer, the deal would not come together. Well, I think he may be right about that. So everybody's then asking, you're really trusting Chuck Schumer, what he told you? Because some of the stuff that you say he told you is not in the bill. We're going to get into that in more detail in the next segment, but let me give you a setup for it. Here's Congressman Jimenez of Texas, Republican, saying, I agree with the Wall Street Journal column that says the GOP and Manchin got duped.
I think a lot of them did get duped. I think, you know, Mitch McConnell got duped on this, and I think that he's really upset about it. I mean, you should keep your word. Somebody must have told him that, hey, this thing is dead. That way, you know, that thing can move through. The vast majority of Republicans in the House voted against that chip spill. We can do better once we take control of the House, and so that's the reason why I voted against it. You know, I do believe we need to invest in American technology. I do believe we need to bring businesses back to America, especially manufacturing, and so at a time when we want to bring those back, this bill actually puts a tax on those bills that were those companies that were trying to bring back to America. Again, totally, you know, nonsensical, doesn't make any sense at all what they're trying to do. Everything that they do is kind of backwards. If you want to incentivize companies to come back to America, you know, you don't raise taxes on them. And so this bill doesn't make any sense in any way, shape, or form.
That's Carlos Jimenez, Congressman, Republican of Florida. You want to hear from a businessman? How about the co-founder of Home Depot? What does he think? And does he think that Manchin got sold a bag of nothing? That's coming up.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Some car dealers might try to take advantage of you. One quick way to spot it, look at the sticker price. Jay Ackerman told me, especially in these times, he wants to reward the generations of buyers and the new customers. So Ackerman Toyota sells every car at sticker price. No markup. What you see is what you pay. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
I think his motive is noble and fair. I believe he's going to be tricked. Okay, that's what I'm worried about. I shouldn't say I believe. I'm worried he's going to be tricked. The revenues won't be there and the expenses will be there, and that's going to be inflationary. That's going to be, by its very definition, inflationary.
All right.
So what are they doing? They're only putting more gas on the fire.
More gas on the fire. That's a pretty good description of what we're seeing happen with this Manchin buying into the Chuck Schumer deal, that, hey, we'll make all this good and right for you and for your people, but support us on this thing. Yeah, oh, I know. It looks very much like the Build Back Better plan that you torpedoed. But we're taking $7 billion out of the Green Dollar program. So we're saving $7 billion from that. And we're going to make a lot of taxation loophole clause for businesses operating offshore or even here. We're going to increase their taxes. I should say here, not offshore. And we're going to increase their taxes and make them pay more. Why did we have so many businesses come back to the U.S. again? You want to remind me? I remember. They came back because Trump said, if you come back, we will cut your business taxes. You don't need to go elsewhere to have lower taxes. We want you here in the U.S. of A. This is going to send some of them scurrying back out. The man you were listening to then, he knows what he's talking about. He's a co-founder of Home Depot, Ken Ligon. He says Manchin's an honorable man, but I think he got tricked. I mean, Manchin is buying in to the fact that he and Chuck Schumer and a deal between the two of them, no other witnesses around, somewhere in the basement of the Senate building, they sat and talked about how we should do this and what we can do and what we will do. And apparently Schumer, I don't know if he gave them a drink that maybe had something in it. I don't know. But Ligon, again, the co-founder of Home Depot, says he got tricked. In other words, I would not trust Chuck Schumer. My question to you, audience, do you trust Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden to stand by their word on anything they tell you, even if it's written down on paper? And some of the stuff Manchin has said that is going to happen, like quick permits of oil and gas leases, is not really that specific in the plan. You think there's a reason it's not that specific? Anyway, let me allow you to hear Manchin's response.
We have an agreement. I have a trust there. But I can tell you, it has consequences if either one of us don't keep our bargain. So from Chuck Schumer to Nancy Pelosi to the President of the United States, we have an agreement that we are going to do permitting reforms. If that doesn't happen, I said again, on either side, if I don't keep my word and my bargain, if they don't keep theirs, there will be consequences.
Yeah, there'll be consequences. I want to remind you again, permitting reforms. What they mean is, if you are trying to get a permit to drill an oil or gas lease, it takes a while. You have to go through various things. And, of course, that includes environmental and all of this other stuff. But how much is he really going to get? And some of these could take 7-8 years. He's suggesting, although it's not specific in the plan that he's signing on to, that Chuck said, oh, we could probably do them in quick time, like maybe 2-3 years. That's what he left Manchin with the impression of. But it's not that specific in the act. Senator John Barrasso, Republican of Wyoming, also says, yes, Manchin got duped.
Well, number one, as you know, I did not vote for that bill. I thought it spent too much money and focused on a specific industry. But no, I never trusted Chuck Schumer. I knew he was going to continue to try to put together some reckless tax spending.
Let me set that bite up a little bit. You heard him talking. That's Barrasso. He's talking about, I did not vote for that bill. He's not talking about the Inflation Reduction Act. He is talking about the chip manufacturing thing that was going to be a $52 billion payoff to semiconductor companies, basically sending money to Intel. So that's what he's responding to. And then he gets to the point about Manchin being duped and Barrasso saying, I wouldn't trust Chuck Schumer.
Well, number one, as you know, I did not vote for that bill. I thought it spent too much money and focused on a specific industry. But no, I never trusted Chuck Schumer. I knew he was going to continue to try to put together some reckless tax and spending bill to the final moment of the final day of the fiscal year. So I knew he wasn't going to stop. No Republican should ever believe Chuck Schumer. With regard to the bill that passed, there are Republicans and Democrats who know we have a specific problem with China. I say never again can we be dependent on China for medicines, for materials, for important minerals. Never again. They're trying to get at a problem. I just think it didn't provide what we needed to do to prevent China from stealing our trade secrets. I've been on the conference committee for that bill. The votes were there. I'm not surprised it passed. What I am surprised is that that Joe Manchin has signed on to Chuck Schumer's bill. I'm not surprised that Chuck Schumer will continue to tell people anything that it will help him go very, very liberal with his agenda.
And that he will. There were 17 Republican senators who signed on to that chip deal, including Mitch McConnell, Senators Graham, Blunt, Cornyn, and others, 17 of them. That was on the chip deal. Now, part of this deal that Manchin did sign on for is going to provide a credit for those making $300,000 or more, a $7,500 a year credit or a one-time credit if you buy an electric vehicle. Well, you get into that, then you're talking about electric vehicles, and then you have to deal with the batteries. And what are you going to do about that? Here's Manchin's explanation.
This bill here is based around battery manufacturing. If the battery and the critical minerals aren't sourced and processed and developed in North America, you don't get it. So if you want to mature that industry so we'll be self-sufficient again in transportation mode, this is the way to do it. We just didn't throw $7,500 out because you want to buy an electric car. And also we gave it for used vehicles so people going to work have a $4,000 credit, but that battery has to be sourced and produced in North America and all of our favored nations such as Australia. This is what we're looking for. We shouldn't be looking for Australia. We shouldn't be looking for China to make sure that they have a total stranglehold on us, and that's what we're trying to break. And we're going to break it as quickly as we can because we're incentivizing.
But the problem here is if you're going to do it here, that means you're going to be using fossil type fuels and digging in the ground, that kind of, and the green pie in the sky people, they don't want to admit you have to have electricity to run your EV, nor do you need the battery material if you're going to resource it here. Do it somewhere else, dirty there, and bring it here. That would include coal mining, West Virginia, where Senator Manchin has his main support, his only support. Of course, being coal mines are big in West Virginia, and oil and gas can be as well. And he's trying to say, despite all of this, I'm not giving up on that industry.
We do have that tied into this bill, that if you're going to basically continue to promote offshore wind or onshore wind and solar, you have to also aggressively promote the fossil industry that we need, that is the engine that makes us this country run right now, until that transition may happen whenever that. But we're not going to basically walk away from any one of our fossil industry right now until we have something that will replace it down the road.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And I'm sure the coal miners of West Virginia are glad to hear that you're not. But we know what Chuck Schumer and Pelosi and Biden are trying to do because they're being directed to do so by the green pie in the sky woke crowd, and that is get rid of all fossil fuel. You've got Al Gore, former vice president, the other day saying, we're not going to need that much longer. John Kerry, who signed on to the semiconductor bill, along with Mitch McConnell and Roy Blunt of Missouri and Lindsey Graham and others, 17 GOP senators, he also is talking about going cleaner. I'm all for clean. We all are. And Manchin thinks that they're really not going to try to drop fossil industry. Biden himself has already said we're going to get rid of this country, that company and that industry, I should say, in a matter of years. Oh, if you lose your job in the coal mine, go learn computers or something. No, I would not trust them, not one bit. I'm sorry that Joe Manchin has. We will see if he stands by his word and say, if they break their word, then I will not go through with it. That's going to be key. And where Kyrsten Sinema ends up going. Coming up, what is building a wall? You can't define a recession. Can you decide what building a wall is? Listen to this exchange coming up between Peter Ducey of Fox News and the White House spokesperson.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottner customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to rottler.com.
Well, I started out with one lone dollar, gambled with a man and I won me another, bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys, gonna be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Why is the Biden administration building a border wall in Arizona?
We're not finishing the wall.
By finishing the wall, is this?
We are not finishing the wall.
By filling in, finishing?
We are not finishing the wall.
By filling in, is this racist? Because in 2019, when the former guy was proposing a wall, you said that it was his racist wall.
So it's ineffective. We are not finishing a wall. We are cleaning up the mess that the last administration made.
Good God, the woman is all over. That's Peter Ducey asking. They cannot define recession, or let me put it this way. This administration will not accept the actual definition of recession, because that would mean we're in a recession. Now, we may not be in that deep so far, but we're in a recession. But they continue to say, well, that's not really true. Two quarters of back-to-back drops, gross domestic product, that's not inflation. That's the classic definition of recession, and yet they deny it. And there was Peter Ducey asking a question about filling in the gaps at a part of Donald Trump's wall that he was going to build. But if you heard her say, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. And we're trying to correct what the previous administration, when Ducey asked her, is that racist? I love it. Because the woman had no answer other than to quickly cut him off and saying, we're trying to fix what was left us by the other administration. She won't even use Trump's name. Of course, that's White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre, hired, and they made a big deal out of it. So I'm simply repeating what they said were her main classifications, and I should say qualifications. That was that she's the first black lesbian White House spokeswoman. Okay, you got that, but you didn't get anything else with it. Could I have a little bit of intelligence to go with it, maybe? They are completing more sections. You want to call it building, not building, whatever the bottom line is, yes. Department of Homeland Security Secretary authorized Customs and Border Protection last week to seal openings near downtown Yuma. That's not going to stop the illegals from coming across, but that's one of the big areas they've been coming through, that gap that when the contractors are told, Biden says, stop the wall. They stopped right where they were, left everything there, took their equipment, but left the parts there, so they're back at it. And she will not even admit it. I mean, it's happening. And they didn't really make a big deal. Did you hear Biden come forward and make a statement about new? Did you hear her announce it from the White House to the White House press court? New? Word got picked up that the DHS secretary had sent the word out because, thank God, there's still some people in Border Patrol and elsewhere that say, you need to know this. It will, at that one area, the Border Patrol's Yuma sector, since October 1 of last year, they reported 235,000 immigrant encounters since October 1 of last year. Not even a full year. Only the Del Rio and Rio Grande Valley sectors have more encounters in the same period. By the way, if you get into California It is a sanctuary state. They've already said that. Now they're going a step more. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously the other day to allow non-citizens to work in government positions provided it doesn't conflict with state or federal law. You heard me right. You can be here illegally, but you can be hired to work for Los Angeles County. Now, if you're going to work for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, you do have to have proof of U.S. citizenship. But let me stress something. That's so far. Because who knows? That could also change going down the road. And, of course, they're saying this: our county is a community of immigrants from every corner of the world. That's true. But most of them are here legally. Well, they were. Now, I don't know how many it amounts. She estimates, the L.A. County chair estimates 880,000 illegals are in L.A. in the county area. That's her estimation. That's almost a million. But they're not going to deny you a job if you're here illegally. As I said previously in earlier programs, in case you missed them, we might now consider us the northern part of Mexico. We're losing our country with no border in existence. We had to put an end to it. As always, I thank you for listening. Let your friends and family know about it. Pick up the podcast at LarryConnorsUSA.com. Share them with others. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.